Ah. Hello, my darling. Oh, I'm so glad to be home. What a day. Gods. I don't want to come home and immediately offload on you. Are you sure that you want to hear about it? It has been quite stressful. Well, if you're sure. Thank you. You really are my rock at times like this. Well, distribution of the cure hasn't been going as smoothly as we'd like. I was sure I'd covered all possible bases with the formula, but it seems that was my hubris showing. It turns out there are some, we're not even sure what to call them, mutations, I suppose that's what we're saying. Yes, if it were a disease, we might say that there were different strains. Of course, vampirism isn't actually a disease, though it usually makes sense to talk about it as though it is. In this case, though, accounting for variations in how Sanguinare Vampiris takes hold is proving very difficult. The mutations are not being driven by the chaos of nature. They're not random. That might sound like it would be easier to predict what's going to happen next and account for that in the cure. If only. But no, it is worse than random. It's intelligent. The mutations we're seeing are controlled by a demon of the undead. Possibly Orcus, possibly Vecna, possibly one other that we don't know of. What we do know is that they are intelligently designed, and therefore devilish, quite literally, to come up with a universal cure for. You are ever the optimist, and I'm grateful for it. I am sure that you will eventually come up with something, as you say. The first version of the cure was fairly successful. The second even more so, once I gained the assistance of the guild. I remain ever grateful to you, my love, for making that happen. Without you, I would likely be leading a very different kind of life right now. Or perhaps no life at all. Anyway, as you say, I'm sure that a third version of the cure, when we eventually formulate it, will be more efficacious than ever. At least, that's what I know you'd say about it. So, I'm trying to adopt some of that positive energy. Gods know I need it. Oh no, that actually isn't everything. I wish it was. Even if the cure works, getting it out there has been more difficult than any of us expected. And even when we are able to successfully administer it, and even when it works well, some former vampires are, well, they seem resentful. Like they miss being a vampire, if you can believe it. I've been talking to some of them. When we started seeing some resistance to the cure, or cases of it not working, we began keeping people in quarantine for a week or two to make sure that their reversion to life from undeath would be permanent. It gave me a chance to talk to more vampires. Or at least people with the experience of having been a vampire than ever before. Well, you know how it was. When I was still undead, I was an outsider. I was rarely trusted by others like me. I think they cottoned on to the idea that I was not happy with that life. But they were, so. Well, that's the thing. I assumed that other vampires only thought they were happy with their lot in life because they were resigned to it. They were a vampire, and there was no other way for them to be. So they had to accept it, and even trick themselves into thinking it was a good thing, or they'd go mad with anguish. Some do. But no. It turns out there are quite a few, that genuinely liked that life. And now, those who felt that way resent being cured. Gods, I don't really know. There have been a wide range of views. Some say they enjoyed it for the eternal life. I can understand that to a degree, but imagine watching all those closest to you who are not undead perish and being left with only other vampires for company. I could not do it. Others enjoyed the brutality of vampirism. It seems that returning to a bestial form of existence was fulfilling to some. They describe the bloodlust as exciting and as giving them more meaning and drive in their life than they'd ever had before. The scary part about that is I understood what they meant. It is an incredibly powerful driving force in the life of a vampire. That's why so few are able to take the path I took and abstain from imbibing human blood. It took a lot of willpower, but I knew I had to remain strong and pure if I was going to end it. Oh no, that isn't all. Further still, there are some who seemed to like the allure of being a vampire. Although vampirism is a curse, and vampires themselves are, generally speaking, forced to commit acts of great evil by their curse, there is no denying that there's something about them, wouldn't you say? I mean, I was one, and... well, it seems to have worked on you. Yes. Imagine going from being a vampire hunter to being in a long-term relationship with a former vampire. It's almost comical. Anyway, talking to the cured and hearing from so many that they resent it, they resent having lost their eternal life or their drive or their cheekbones. It's been hard. It's been demoralizing. And worst of all, it's been making me feel some of the same things. Not about the bloodlust, you'll be pleased to hear. That's one particular addiction that I was lucky enough never to be afflicted by. And eternal life, well, one lifetime is hard enough for me. Especially when decades of it have been spent working on a cure that barely seems to work. No. It's the allure, the attractiveness of a vampire, their charm, their beguiling nature. I miss it. I feel like now I'm living again. Just a normal human like any other. I'm just that. I'm normal. I'm like anybody else. And I'm struggling to find an identity of my own that isn't just ex-vampire. I can't rely on that for the rest of my life. Oh, I know it sounds good. And of course, being the person who invented the cure, or at least the first version of it, is... well, it sounds very special, but really... people get bored of it after a few minutes, especially now it's so well known, and it's getting out there that it doesn't actually work very well. Ugh, this all sounds so stupid, I know. Hell, I even... you'll laugh at me. I even miss the cheekbones. I don't know why I obsessed over those so much. So... silly. But you'll remember when I first took the cure. They remained. I was happy about that. I thought they looked good and, well, they were something of a reminder of my past. Being able to look in the mirror and see the new me, but with a shadow of the old, made me who I am, or who I felt I was. I don't know if it's just how it is when you return to life, or If I've put a little weight on, I suspect that may be so. But those cheekbones aren't what they used to be. And now, when I look in the mirror, I don't really recognize the person I see looking back at me. I was cursed for so long that it was my entire being. But now, I feel like nothing defines me. Even the definition in my face is gone. Thank you for being with me and staying with me through all of this. It's all been much more stressful than I imagined. Well, I was going to say that it's not what you signed up for, but you were a vampire hunter, so it is what you signed up for, in a way. Hate and love are all on the same spectrum of emotion, so they say. If you are not a vampire hunter anymore, what are you? A vampire lover? You know, I didn't imagine when I set myself on this path that I'd end up finding love along the way. Especially not a love like this. But I also thought that once I'd completed the cure and got it into the hands of the Hunters League, it would be smooth sailing from there. So, goes to show how good I am at predicting the future. I wish I had been more self-assured. I wish I could believe in my ability to rid the world of vampirism, like I used to. And I wish I could understand why you remain by my side. I feel I failed as a hunter, then as a healer, and now I'm failing as a human, and I don't even have killer cheekbones to make it worthwhile. At this point, I'm not even needed within the League anymore. The alchemists and healers and holy men they've brought in are all far more qualified than I. I'm being kept around now purely out of courtesy, as the inventor of the first version of the cure. I serve no real purpose. It's embarrassing to admit it, but I have been having these feelings for a long time. Many months. I would say it started around a year ago, when we began to have problems with the second version of the cure. Having to make a second version in the first place was a bit of a blow to my confidence, but when even that showed signs of weakening efficacy, that about did it for my ego. I just feel so useless and unnecessary, and my age is catching up to me now. I've been human for a couple of years, and the cheekbones, the fucking cheekbones. I'm not even physically attractive anymore. What do I have to offer? What have I got to give to someone like you? Yes, someone like you. Someone brave and strong and trusting and generous and beautiful. What have I, a washed-up has-been and a former vampire, got to offer? Everything I had going for me is in the past. You know, I thought about just leaving. I did. But I couldn't. Not when you are still somehow in my life. If not for you, I think I would have done. I don't know where I would have gone. It's not like I have a home with the vampires anymore. Just so tired. Thank you for being so sweet and so loving. I know all these doubts are temporary, but in the moment they feel so real, like they're the only truth. And I am so lucky to have someone like you to steer me right when I'm having doubts about myself or everything we're doing. even though I'm cured, and it would be completely pointless, I do sometimes still get the urge to bite you. There's something about you. Your smell, the noises you make, the texture of your skin, and the feeling of your hair running through my fingers drives me crazy. No. Not with anybody else. Once upon a time, the mere sight of veins pulsing under human skin would drive me mad. It was hard enough to hold that feeling back the first time we met. I was only capable of it through years of practice. Now, as a human, nobody else sets off those instincts in me, except for you. I don't know if it's because we bonded when I was still cursed, or if it's just because you're the most divine creature I've ever laid eyes on. Even if the first isn't true, the second most certainly is. You really do make me feel like that. That primal passion is back. You drive me crazy. I just want to sink my teeth into you. You like that, don't you? I know you've always liked just a little bit of pain. Maybe even more than that. Mm.